Hello, naughty monkeys. You know what? Not only are the folks at AdamandEve.com sweethearts for sponsoring this episode, and therefore helping me get to conferences and such to procure more information and knowledge for your brain spaces, but they're also offering a kick-ass deal to listeners. So, it's a four-part sweet deal, but super important. If you go to AdamandEve.com, shop around, you gotta remember to type in SEXNERD at checkout to get 50% off almost any item, free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and an extra super secret special gift. Who knows what it is? And FYI, because I know folks think about this, in terms of packaging and credit card statements, AdamandEve.com sends your goodies in plain unmarked packaging. I know that people worry about this, so I just want to make sure. Only their address is on the return label. And on your credit card statement, it will say Adam Mail, Mail M-A-I-L, which is pretty unassuming too. So if you're a shy monkey, no one will know you're doing the grown-up. So, go to AdamandEve.com, type in SEXNERD at checkout, and get 4 awesome bonuses. 50% off almost any item, free shipping, 3 free DVDs, and a super secret gift. That's just awesome. Hey, just a little date announcement. Guess what? I have never taught in San Francisco before, and this summer, my first time, I'll be teaching at the Good Vibration Store on Polk Street. July 23rd, it's a Monday, at 6:30 p.m., I'm going to be talking about my favorite subject to teach in workshops, which is booty basics. It's my favorite because it's such an interesting topic and there's so many feelings around it. And I just get very geeky with the anatomy and cool tricks to get in there. So come on down. It's going to be a ton of fun. And it's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. There's going to be a link on my site and I'm going to embed a link on the Nerdist post. So, hey, come on down. It'll be fun to meet you. And we'll laugh and learn together. Yay! Okay, enough of me talking about this. Let's talk about this other stuff. Enjoy the episode.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome to the Sex Nerd Sandra Podcast.
Whoa, what are these kids doing in here? Hey, if you're under 18, go ask your mom. Now that we're alone, let's start the show.
We are going to have so much fun tonight. You already met me. I'm the co-host of the show. Please give it up for the host and curator of this podcast, Ms. Sex Nerd Sandra.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Tonight's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Lots of clapping. We like clapping. It validates us.
We talked about how I'm not the performer of this duo, so like I feel really nervous for the live shows, and Dave's all like about it and loves it, and I'm like, hey.
It's my favorite.
No.
It's my favorite thing.
Like if we were in a sex store or in your living room and I was here to educate, then like I'd feel fine, but because it's like now it's
Is that how you educate?
This is like we're going to entertain you. This is how lots of hand signals that don't work on a podcast. That's really difficult.
Today we'll be talking about blowjobs.
Actually, we have some amazing guests in the back that I'd love to bring out. But first, I am trying to workshop this new like blowjob motion. I was just like, duh, this is a thing that I've never heard anyone talk about, is this blowjob motion. And I can't think of any nice name for it at
oh,
all.
Oh, no. Do you punch it? What is it?
Chuka! No, it works with pivoting. What it is it's like... It's like simple machines and how you can like lift more by having a pivot point instead of...
Oh, it's Sandra is frustrated because
physics.
She has nothing to demonstrate on.
It's physics. Oh, we were trying to figure out before the show how I would show people this blowjob move without
well, like,
being
you could,
really
okay,
weird.
Here, let's just say, for the sake of things, that I have a dick on my shoulder. Let's just say that I have a dick on my shoulder.
It's going to be lower so I can have some of your pelvis.
So I have a dick on my upper arm. My upper arm has a dick.
Okay.
Jeff, for those listening at home, my upper arm has a dick now. I put a dick on my upper arm.
It's a really simple change in how one would go about a blowjob. And it's just...
Yeah, it is. It's in a different place.
Because, like, I'm a separate force. Like, and you're, like, just a surface with something protruding out of it. And I'm just like... rocking it out, but I'm not really connecting with your body. So instead of my face moving up and down on your penis, your water bottle penis, what I'd be doing is I'd be placing my forehead up on your pelvis and
so
rocking.
So like
like that.
Let's say now he's right.
It's, is that how you suck a dick? I don't know. I've never sucked a dick before.
Yeah. It's the motion of, like, think of, like, a paper cutter and how you have that joint and it all comes from that. You're not just using a knife to cut paper. Like, it rotates off that joint. And it's like, okay, I can call it the paper cutter. Or, like, it's,
probably don't call it the paper cutter.
But, like,
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I could call the move, you don't have a penis anymore. Call it that.
I'm trying to think of a name for it. So
it's
if
like
you
a
think
door.
Of,
it's like a, call it yeah. The door.
Okay, so I'm just going to... No, but there's also a little bit of a rocking, or it's like how you use a knife to cut something if you use the tip of the knife on the cutting board, you know? So
sure,
you have
when you're
that,
like mincing.
That, stability.
Call it the mincer.
The mincer?
That doesn't sound good either.
Saying yeah. Small. It sounds small. Nutcracker. Yeah, with
the I don't think a nutcracker is appealing. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Good was all that came to mind.
The point is that it's a very useful move to take the stress off of your neck and back, and it also helps you kind of create this fluid up and down motion, so you're always sort of rocking off this one point. So it's actually really helpful. Plus, your tongue is in a perfect place to be on the underside of the penis. It's really great, that's all I'm saying, but it does not deserve the name paper cutter or nutcracker. Anyway... Getting back to the show tonight, we're going to be talking about dating and chivalry and etiquette and excellence. And it's going to be really exciting because I have two guests tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So first, I'm going to invite Erin Tillman, the dating advice girl. Come on out.
Yeah.
Join us.
Also, you can have any of this water. There's a lot of water. You
There's
can have
a
any
lot
of it.
Of water.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yay, yay, yay.
So I was just on your radio show
yes.
a month ago or so.
Yes, you were.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do here in the LA area.
Okay, so I am Erin Tillman, otherwise known as the Dating Advice Girl. I write dating advice, Dear Abby style. Like, you guys, people, I guess, born in the 70s or 80s maybe know who that is. Young people have no idea what I'm talking about. So basically, I write Dear Abby style advice for the first 6 months of dating. So it's how do you meet people? What do I do if, you know, I'm kind of into this person, but they aren't calling me back? What should I do, dating advice girl, that kind of stuff. I also run speed dating and singles events through a company called VIP Social Events. So basically, my life revolves around mingling with single people. So, and I am actively dating, and I am single as well, and I actually enjoy dating and its process, which is why I do this. That's kind of how I fell into it, is that I'm somebody who enjoys dating, and everyone's like, how are you friends with all your exes, and how do you actually like going on dates? And I'm like, I don't know, I do, so I'll share what I know about that.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Well, thank you.
Yay, and you were great on my show, by the way. She's
Thanks.
Fantastic. So.
What was it, like the top 10... sex tips?
We just wanted sex tips, because I'm not given that. Like, I mean, I think I'm all right, but I'm like, we need to bring in an expert for that.
I'm great once you get naked, but everything up to that point, I'm a nervous wreck, and you're like vice versa. So great.
I can't handle any of it.
Excellent.
I love it.
So first off, I asked you like what you're passionate about right now, because I always ask guests, like, okay, what are you really into and getting nerdy about right now? And you said chivalry.
Yes.
Because that's a really confusing topic for modern day dating.
It's true. It's true, sex nerd Sandra.
Yes, dating advice girl.
Yes, it's true. No, you know what? I mean, seriously, bless you. Seriously.
Whoa. That's really nice.
I grew up in the Midwest. See? Right? There you go.
I have no manners.
Not true. No, but I mean, chivalry / social skills are so important. And I feel like in the age of like technology, I'm a huge fan of internet and iPhones and all this stuff, but I think that we've lost some of the chivalry, social skills, social etiquette. And I just think it's so important. So when you ask me that, I'm like, yes, the last few conversations I've had about those topics get me so freaking fired up. Because it's like, why don't we open doors for each other? Like, not even just men and women. Like, why don't, like, girls hold doors for... People hold doors for people. Like, what is that, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. So I just get really passionate about that. But also, that should definitely translate into dating. And I feel like it doesn't.
Well, but then there are the points where I've heard where, like, let's say it's a heterosexual date. And the guy opens the door. And then there is a female who just goes... you know, we're equals. Like, don't you dare do that, you know? And then, like, we'll bite the person's head off just for trying to show some kind of manners, which is so rude.
I never understand that. I never get it.
That person's assuming that that he would be upset if she held the door for him. You know what I mean?
Is that what it is?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. I love to hold Mr. doors Ross. For people. Seriously, I'm, like, way into holding doors for people. If I had a list of stuff I like.
Take note, ladies.
No, I've come across that a lot. Actually, there are two reasons women have given me to not walk them to their cars.
Really?
That I find crazy.
Give it.
The first one is, because we're equals and I can hold my own. And it's like, well, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, but have you seen my neighborhood? I'm going to walk you to your car. I'm just going to do that. And the other one was this girl told me that I had misled her. She's a friend of mine. Or maybe she didn't say it like that. She didn't say it so negatively, but she said, I offered to walk her to her car after a party once. I walked her to her car, and then she said that she assumed that by doing that, I was going to kiss her at her car. She said that's what women assume when you offer to walk them to their car.
I don't assume that.
Okay.
Was she younger?
No, she's my age, so yeah, really young.
Good answer. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I personally, again, being single, I wouldn't assume that. If someone walked me in my door, I'd be like, oh my gosh, a gentleman, that's amazing. Like, that's awesome. But I could see how someone might think that, but I would never assume that. Okay. Personally, being single.
Well, that's something that at least one person thinks. So maybe that's
interesting.
An explanation.
I like being an equal, so I will even hold the door open for someone else.
Yes.
Like a male or female. And I like, and so if someone walks me to my car, my problem is then I'm worried that they're going to get attacked or raped while I drive away. So then it's like, I appreciate the, like, let's look out for buddy system, guys, buddy system.
Yes.
But like, then I want to kind of drive them to their car or back to the house. So I think that is, we should just look out for each other.
But absolutely.
Sure.
If someone freaks out, it's like, okay, look. I don't want you to die. I don't want to die. So how about let's make a deal and you drive me back and we'll call it fine. Or maybe you do want to have some alone time because you were around friends all night and you just want to like have like a 2-minute walk by yourselves. Why is that so bad?
To de-stress from the party you were at or what have you. I know. It's hilarious. No, but I mean, I just think that I feel like we all create so many stories about what we think someone's going to do or how they feel about us. And it's like, you know, I think it's like all premeditated thinking about things that probably aren't even true. Right. Like the whole, oh, she thought you were going to like kiss her. Like, it's like, well, that doesn't even happen. Like, be in the present moment. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, projecting that far ahead in general in dating is really bad. Like,
I agree.
Oh, 4 minutes from now, if I go down this path, you may try and share saliva with me. I'm not sure if I...
I know. I'm with you.
But if you don't feel
safe... That describes my entire dating life. Just sitting in a bar with a girl thinking, 5 minutes from now, I'm going to do something stupid. It's every date I've ever been on.
This is a big one, is the paying situation.
Oh, who my pays? Gosh.
Break it down. Yeah. Break it down, Aaron.
All right, so my personal opinion, everyone has a different take on this from just even talking back in the green room about it. Personally, I feel like in terms of heterosexual dating, I feel like the guy always needs to pay on the first date. First date, okay? Now, if you're friends, that's different. But if someone asks you out for a date, it just sets a certain tone for like, who's kind of courting who. That's the thing, too. I'm a big fan of the courting process, you know? And I think I'm one of the most independent women you'll ever meet, but I do feel like it sort of switches the dynamic in some way if on the first date, especially, the girl's paying or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like it's a nicety that needs to happen, you know? And then the second date, you can go, like, Dutch or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I just feel like ladies should be treated like ladies, you know?
Okay.
Sandra disagrees. Go ahead.
No, okay. But I also think it's good to screen people in a non-datey-datey kind of way. So mm-hmm. I think it's good to also have non-date dates where it's like, oh, we're having a muffin, and I paid my muffin. You know,
we're having a muffin.
You know, like
whoa.
Get your head out of
it. I love it. I love it.
Also, that response, I pay for my muffin.
But, like, sometimes you don't want that power dynamic where like, oh, you're paying for things that I'm eating now, so that means that I owe you like a hand job later. Like, I don't like that feeling. going?
No, but why should you owe somebody a sexual favor for a muffin?
Like, because
that's insanity.
Times are tough. Times are tough.
Times are tough. Oh my god, that's hilarious. But you know what? I do understand that. I think that women especially, I think they do feel like they don't want to feel like they owe somebody something. Mm-hmm. So they're like, no, we'll just go halvesies or whatever. But, you know, but that's all on the girl. You don't owe anybody anything. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm actually having a guy, I have a radio show as well, I mentioned, but I'm having a guy on my show he's going to talk about dating safety and all of that stuff. And that's a huge part of dating is just being safe. And, you know, if you're going out with somebody who you feel like you can't be honest with or that they're, you know, you're going to owe something to them, like, you probably shouldn't, you know, kick them out. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't be dating them. Yeah. But that's, I guess the first date is when you find that stuff out.
If you get fight or flight from someone, generally.
Yes, get out.
Sign.
Unless you have it all the time. Can I say about the splitting the check thing?
Yes.
That's a tricky subject for me. I don't think I agree with you because I'm actually totally
you're
happy.
You're a guy,
to,
of course.
Well,
ooh,
no, it's not because of that.
This is very sexist.
I don't actually think that it is what it is because I don't mind paying and it doesn't like piss me off or something. I like to be chivalrous. I actually like to have that role on a date, but I also. You know, generally the girls I go out with are in the same like scene or culture that I'm in, mm-hmm. and we talk a lot about feminism, and I think it's hypocrisy. I think that if you want to be totally on equal terms, then you should say no, we should split this. And probably what I'll say is no, let me get it.
But I understand.
You know, I think that that's asking a little much to have both. I don't know. Yeah.
But I think that it's like, it feels nice to give someone a gift, or when you like someone, it feels good to do something for them. So, like, I like to pay for
someone. It absolutely does, but it's the expectation that I don't like.
Okay.
I understand that. I do. But, I'll give a little story here. So, the guys I usually attract are very effeminate men. So, I tend to wear the pants in the relationship. I don't necessarily like that, though. Yes. Questions, comments? And so for me to make me feel more like the lady and not so much like the alpha, I do like a guy who's able to court me. And I have a strong personality and all of that. So I like that, you know. And it's kind of a test for me, too, because I am very outspoken and independent. If a guy has the balls enough to come up and ask me out and pay, I'm like, yeah. He's not like some weak wuss who's, you know, he can do it. And then the second date, I'll probably end up paying or say, hey, I'll pay the tip or whatever, you know.
That's a good point, actually. I agree with you
on
courting.
Thank
you. You're welcome. I think the courting process is dying, and I'm a big fan of it.
Okay, so you're a big fan of the courting process, but not a fan of the expectation of someone.
I'm not a fan of really any expectation at all.
Neither am I. Yeah, we got claps. Clapping. Excited? Claps. We haven't really settled on a decision here about the whole dating and paying thing. I want Madison to come out. Maybe she has a thought on this. Madison Shepherd, dating extraordinaire. Are you back there? Come on out.
You look gorgeous. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, Madison.
Ladies' night.
It's great.
Yes.
What's that?
Is it ladies' night?
Yeah, the feeling's right.
That's right.
On the Facebook invite, I was like, three girls, one guy. And someone's like, it's really in Dave's favor.
Dave comments.
You're goddamn right it is.
Madison, do you have any thoughts on what we were just talking about? About should the guy pay or the person who's asked for the date pay?
Right. So it depends on who the guy is, I think. Like if he's a lawyer or like making six figures, then he should probably pick up the check. And if he works in retail like me, or if he works like in a, you know, he's like an office clerk or something, I'm not gonna have him pay like $200 to take us to the Arclight and dinner and parking. Like, I don't think that's fair. And if I'm dating to possibly have a partner, then I want to show that I can be an equal in the partnership.
Oh, this
not on the first date. I'm going to go ahead and disagree. Because you're still sussing things out, right?
Okay.
I think it's a test. for people.
I don't think you have to test people like that. They'll show you who they are, like, right, when they're sitting across from you.
I've made a decision.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Oh my God.
Okay. there's pseudo dating when you're like, oh, we're spending time together, and clearly there's an attraction.
Those are muffin dates.
Right, muffin.
Muffin dates.
So we take a nice walk, we have some tacos, we pay for our tacos separately. But if someone's like, I would like to take you on a date tomorrow night, and you go yes, then I think that in that more courtship formal method, which is clearly taking the next step in a process that happened a while ago, mm-hmm, then the person who asked should probably pay.
Sure, it depends on the circumstances. I'll go with that. Okay. Circumstances of the date.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get this straight. So, like, tacos and muffins, you split. So the guy pays for everything with what? Like, pasta? Like, what are we talking? Like, burgers?
This is good.
Thai?
Sushi? Okay.
But can I just add something real quick? So, I mean, I just want to say, though, I mean, in terms of the money, like, he's a lawyer, then he can afford it, like,
right,
he probably, I mean, I don't know if that, just maybe just don't go on an expensive date that costs $200, you know, because I don't think it's fair. Like, why should somebody who doesn't make enough money get a pass for chivalry? It doesn't have to be a money thing, you know, like if I went on a coffee date with somebody,
it's not a money thing is what we're saying.
I don't think so. But I think it's a gesture thing.
But it does come down to money.
I don't think so. Oh, I think it's a gesture.
You know, it's funny, I am actually starting to come around and agree with her. The more I think about it, because you're right, a first date in a courtship process is a guy saying, I'm awesome. Like, that's what you're doing. That's true. But I do still think that, I don't know, I can't make up my mind. I think the ideal situation would be that the guy's, like, holding doors and opening the car door and trying to impress her and telling her she's pretty or whatever, and paying for the check or whatever, you know, like, and then there should be, like, a reach. There's a whole Seinfeld episode about this.
Yes, yes.
I think the reach is important.
I agree with you. Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
But, okay, I want to move on to a new topic.
Yes.
But I have to say, and I've talked about this, I did take out a female that I really liked recently on a date.
Whoa.
So taking the male-female thing out of it, mm-hmm, and it made me very happy to pay for it. Like, I really liked her. I'd liked her for a while. We went on a date. I planned it, and I paid for it. And I felt, I mean, I was nervous as hell, but, like, it was really exciting for me to be like, I did these things for you, and I like you. I'm paying for the check now.
Did you ask her out?
Yes.
There you go.
It was very official.
And that's the point. Bam.
No.
You asked her out, so of course.
That's a good point.
You feel good.
All right.
You do that.
So official date, you pay.
Maybe.
And I appreciate that because,
like, I'm you know what? Like, you gotta cut people slack. Like, not everyone can, you know. Maybe, well,
I like
maybe
that
they shouldn't
attitude
be asking
a lot.
Somebody out. But I mean, I'm open, but, like, it's not a requirement,
right,
and it's not a deal breaker if, you know, I need to cover half.
Because, mm-hmm,
that's not fair.
Yeah.
I think it depends. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, we all, yeah. I believe me, we all have our own experiences. There's not one way.
True.
If there were one way,
true,
we would have figured it out by now and moved on, but we're still debating this.
It's very true.
The year 2054, we'll still be debating this. But we'll be wearing aluminum foil hats. Or something.
I love it.
Anyway, so let's talk about getting a date, okay? Because we're going to talk about getting a date, being on the date, and then after date, follow up. So I really want to get through some stuff here.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, Madison, you and I had talked about, and the reason I loved, you talked about dating for sex versus dating for love.
Yes.
So
it's just a thing. Yes.
So, like, in the finding dates process, I definitely want to hear what Aaron says, but first, can you just, like, explain what's the difference to you between, like how do you go about those two things differently?
It's a lot to do with, like, body language, I think. Like, when I'm hanging out with somebody, yeah, I'm definitely grabbing my boobs like that when I'm trying to F and do the grown-up. No, I think it's, like, about body language. And, like, when I'm, I don't know, when I meet somebody, I'm like, all right, I just want to fuck this person, then, you know, I'm on them like white on rice. And somebody who I might actually just, like, want to get to know, I allow space for, you know, non-physical communication.
So you're much more forward in your body movements.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, you know, leaning in or maybe, like, you know, touching their like arm or their back or something, or you know, leaning in to whisper something. I don't know.
Lots of leaning.
Yeah, lots of leaning.
Interested girls like to lean forward.
Yes.
Or like brush the, like, you know, brush bodies or something. I don't know. Like,
in personal space.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely getting in personal space.
Yeah.
For those listening at home, she just got in my personal space.
We both did,
in
yes.
a real way.
In a real Dave
way.
Sandwich.
In a real way.
Yes.
Oh, Dave, we all want you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It's great.
I don't know why I talk to you like I'm your mom. So I'm like, oh, Dave, we all want you.
Oh, Dave, we want you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Damn. So here's a big question people have is, I mean, I know, okay, there's online dating. There's meeting people at the laundromat or the bar or wherever, and, you know, and creating. But then there's also like, oh, we've been friends or coworkers, and how do I make that transition into
God,
more?
Yeah, that's so hard.
Oh, that is really hard.
Aaron Tillman.
Oh, boy.
Stage left.
So
you sexually harass them. Is that
yes.
what you do?
You wear them down. Yes, so they can't take it anymore. I actually was dating someone I worked with for a little bit, and I was always someone who was like, I'm never going to date someone I work with. It did get a little messy towards the end of the relationship. I don't regret dating them, but I think it was a little, it was just, you know, you're just, it's just mixing workers and someone, if we're having a fight, then people are like, are you okay? Or like, what, you know, it's like, I don't want people in my business. So
right.
it's a lot of
yeah.
that too.
Good point. Dating a coworker can get really messy.
Yeah.
But somebody that you've been friends with for a while or have been buddies, you know?
I also have just had that experience as well where cool. a friend proposed the idea of us to start dating. Mm-hmm. And I was really opposed to it because I've never done that either. And we tried it and it was pretty cool for a while. But it was really awkward in the beginning. Just the whole, okay, let's explore feelings and stuff. But it was, you know, like, you're my friend, but now I'm, like, touching you there. And, like, you know, but it was cool because we really, like, love each other as mm-hmm. friends. And so it seems like a natural progression. But I think initially he, again, had to, like, really kind of man up and be like, I'm so nervous, but I'm going to take a risk and see if you're into this.
But you it know? Sounds like you weren't mm-hmm. having hot feelings. You were just having warm feelings. Like, we're friends. Oh, I touch you.
I've
there.
Always thought he was cute, but I never, like, looked at him in a boyfriend way until he made a move, and then I was like, oh, maybe.
It's true. When someone starts making those hot moves, your perception of them does change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if you're in the friend zone, but you have to take that step to
but
try.
But it's hard to get out. It's so hard to get out of the friend zone, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just only because he's the guy here, not because he has a lot of girlfriends.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's very hard to get out of the friend zone, so I literally never try. Seriously, I have a friend. You don't want to ruin that. I've tried in the past, or just like pined in like my dark, dimly lit bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, to be 16 again.
Or 22, you know.
Or 29. Why not?
Why not?
But I just wanted to say, Sandra, I think that in dating in general, I think a lot of people, there's so much fear that holds us back from making decisions, whether it be approaching a friend, whether it be seeing someone who's cute, like, in the audience and being like, hey, you know, whatever. Like, we're so afraid that we're going to get rejected that it stops us from doing a lot of things. And so, I mean, I personally am trying to get past that because we all have fears. I have fears attached to that stuff. But
oh, I don't. So
look at you. But I think it's just really important to, you know, why not? I'm kind of in a phase right now where I'm like, you know what? That's kind of scary to me dating-wise. Let's try it and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, like, this is my thing, too. I don't, like, not everybody is going to like everybody. So once you get that, you know, get past that, that you're not going to be attracted to everyone and not everyone's going to be attracted to you. And it's like, all right, well, what do you have to lose, really? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You're just finding someone that you connect with, you know, and trying to be open to that, mm-hmm. to that person.
This reminds me of something that
yes.
you and I talked to called bookmarking.
Oh, yes.
Because this refers to when it may not be the right time to date, mm-hmm. right? Like, they could be a friend or you might be more interested in someone else or whatnot.
You might also be in a relationship.
Or you might be in a relationship.
Or they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very scandalous.
But the act of bookmarking... Which is important because it's like to create that sexual tension between you and someone that you may like, not necessarily just jumping in there and being like, let's be in love, you know, but like just sort of creating that attraction without necessarily going for it.
I love it. Like, I think it's great to bookmark people and like mad healthy. You know what I mean? Like, wait. You should just like, if you see somebody and you meet them and you go, oh, it's not the moment, but bookmarked. You know what I mean? Dog-eared later, another time.
Wait, you like actively said like you Facebook them and you just make sure to collect them in a place.
Yeah,
where you
no,
back to them.
I will add them on Facebook. I will follow them on Twitter, and I just am like, you know, keeping tabs, kind of, but in a really passive way. Like, should that status change, that they will, you know, if it's a thing that could happen, that it's an open door. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, hey, like, you want to hang out, I'm going to be at this bar, or you're going to be at the show, like, maybe I'll see you. And it's very casual and passive, but I'm definitely like, okay, that person is somebody I'm going to look out for in the future if the time is right.
Sandra, I think guys do that more than girls.
To bookmark?
Yes. I mean, yeah, because we got into a whole debate, a friend of mine, about is it possible to just be friends with the opposite sex? And we came to the conclusion that guys...
Oh, Madison has
no, no, but listen, I'm friends with, like, most of my friends are men. But having said that, my friend was like, yeah, but you know they're your friends because they're hoping that one day, you know...
True.
Which is so
sex
awkward.
Will happen. I don't know.
I think it's a little much to say that all of your friends are like that. I'm friends with a lot
right.
of girls, and I don't want to sleep with all of them.
Right, true.
Sure.
That was my argument. I don't think all my guy friends want that.
Yeah. All the ones that I don't want to sleep with, granted, they're underage.
Whoa. He totally went there.
Oh, wow.
I'm totally kidding. totally kidding. Yeah, that's not fair. But I think it is a thing, you know, that
so
exists.
I think so, too. And I think it's more
But
for
I don't
guys.
Know if that's really bookmarking as much as it is just like sort of, I don't know. At least for me, I just... After having gone through like being in high school and a little bit after high school and having like gone into the friend zone with girls, I just like if I don't ask them out and we become friends, I'm just sort of like, nah, we're friends. And maybe I'm still attracted to them and I still think they're cool. And then maybe in the future.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys are like that. You can be friends and attracted to the person, but you're not even thinking about it.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. I get that. I think girls do it less, though.
I was recently, I didn't know the term bookmarking till tonight, but I was recently bookmarked.
I do tell.
The last girl I dated, I met her at a show. We flirted the whole night. I walked into her car, asked her out of her car, and she said, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you. Have a good night. And she added me on Facebook that night.
Ooh, bookmarked.
And
yeah,
she's a professional girl.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually that night I was like, I wonder if there. It seemed like she was interested. She was probably. And then like 2 months later, she just sent me a Facebook message that said, "Dave, I have a show tomorrow night here at this place. You have to come." And then when I showed up, she just took my notebook out of my hand and wrote her phone number in it. It was like very direct.
Oh,
that bitch! She's got mad swag. I like that.
I know. It's crazy,
it,
right?
Fuck,
wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Is she still in a relationship? I mean, seriously, like.
No. I had when she sent me that message, we have a mutual friend, and I called her, and she was like, "Yeah, they just broke up."
There you go.
Oh, he did his research. Okay, so. God, we could talk about this for a million years. So I'm just going to get into the dating situation since it's really like you're on a date. Okay, people are nervous on dates.
Oh, yeah.
People are nervous, and there's lots of do's and don'ts. I do a lot of the don'ts.
I do all the don'ts.
Not the best dater. Just, you know, but the one thing that has kept me going in a date and not been a total mess is to remember that I must be aware that if I totally go inward and get quiet and mumbly, I'm just going to make that other person feel really fucking awkward.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So I need to always remember to wake up, focus on the other person, and not focus on myself so much. Because otherwise, I'm just going to be like, oh, self-weirdness. Oh, melting. So that's like the one thing that's really helped me in dates.
I think also,
yes, do it, please.
One thing that helps me a lot is reminding myself that if the date goes horribly wrong and fails, it doesn't matter. Over time, I've learned that. And I just, every time I start to panic, I'm like, yeah, but even if she thinks you're a horrible person, you'll be okay in a week. So yeah. Why? Like, calm down, you know?
It's good. That's a good rule of thumb. Seriously. It's great. Like I said before, not everyone likes everybody.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. I love what you said, Sandra. I think communication is so important and just being a good listener, but also contributing to conversation. I even tell people, this might sound a little corny, but take notes on topics that you're interested in beforehand, because some people just aren't good with like talking to someone new, sure. You know? So why not prepare before? I mean, seriously. Like, we prepare for everything else in life. Why not prepare for the date and just have, like, see what's going on in the news? Or nothing drives me more crazy is if I'm on a date with someone and they aren't, like, up to speed with current events. It's like, dude, there's so much going on. Like, how do you not know anything about anything? Like, that's a huge turn-off.
We cannot date.
No, I mean, seriously. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't know shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Who's
being
Coney?
Being a comedian, that's really interesting. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we can get into that later. I can tell you why later.
Tell me.
Okay. No. Okay. So, does your tip has to do with being on a date too, right? Like, you told me about the metaphorical door.
Oh yeah. So like,
Madison told me a tip because I'm like, oh, did you bring? Because I ask people for tips, and yours was like,
I scrambled for about 5 minutes.
What? I like metaphors.
Okay, well, I'm really, and this goes for, like, to get a date, this goes for, like, on a date. I think that, like, you know, we should open doors and let our doors be opened.
Ooh,
meaning,
I like.
I know.
It's good.
Fucking poetic, you know. Awesome. I think that, like, you should, like, give people the opportunity in your body language, in your, the things you say, like, not being, like, total negative Nancy, like, you know, not being, like, positive and upbeat, because, you know, it's more like that they're gonna like spark with you and like kind of like, oh yeah, this is great. Or like if you aren't on a date with them, but like you're across the room or whatever, like making it so that like, you know, the look across the room, the body language, the wave, the not, you know, like just being open.
Yes.
To being
That's great
open.
Advice.
It's good. Yeah. Being open's really good.
I like having my door opened.
Also, yes.
Oh.
Alone.
I bet you do.
Stop it.
Wow, girl.
I've never had my door opened.
Oh, honey, it's the first time for everything. I'm sure we could coordinate that for you.
I would like to add also on a first date, hygiene is very important.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if we're talking about first date stuff, I mean, you know, it's like put some effort in.
Put your best foot forward.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, this is like, it's not a job interview, but I mean, you would never go into a job interview looking like all disheveled. Kind of cool disheveled is okay. But like some nice people have like real bedhead, like not fake bedhead, but real bedhead. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
You know.
If I never went on dates, my car and house would never be cleaned.
It's so true.
It's totally true.
Oh, I love it.
I do that too. I'm all like, I invite people over so I can clean.
Totally.
Like, that's why I have friends over. Oh, I need to grow up.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
In addition, I would like to say that fun should be your objective. Because we take things so freaking seriously on first dates. And first dates should be fun, everybody. Like, dating should be fun. I have fun on dates. You can too. Like, I mean, we put so much, right? I mean, we put so much pressure on the first date. When we don't even know somebody, we don't know what it could be or what it couldn't be. And it's like, just have fun. Go do something fun on the first date. Do something activity-based. I love bowling. Midwest. I love bowling. So I'm all for, like, a bowling date. That's so much fun. Right, sir? Yes. We got a nodder in the front row.
Bowling is a great first date.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So do something fun. It'll take the pressure off of a date. Yeah. There you go.
You know, we date constantly. Like, just in your life, like, we're constantly surveying each other in our everyday lives. It's not like suddenly you're on a date and everything shifts, you know? I mean, you do want to have, like, the atmosphere of romance, you know, possibly in the air. Or I don't know why I made this face like I was.
She, like, gave a wink. I love it.
I know. One thing I was looking through my social psychology book today because I like that kind of stuff. And there's a whole chapter on attraction and liking people. Mm. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, dude, just get a social psychology book. Like, that'll just solve all your... You don't have any friends? Get a social psychology book. You'll understand so much. But the idea that likeness begets liking, which is basically find your common ground where you like things. Like, if you really can't think of any, think about, like, for instance, I own a love sack and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Why? Because I love cushy things. I like when they're soft and they feel so comfortable. I like things that are fleece. So I just think, if I'm like totally freaking out, I'll be like, you know what I love? Comfortable things. We can talk for like half an hour on that.
Oh, I love it.
It's like,
that's,
you know.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, that would on. Yeah, that would turn any date I was on. If a girl said that to me, I would just be like, "This is awesome." I don't even know if we're gonna get along for after this date, but this is hilarious.
But just anything that you know, like things like, what kind of food do you like? Like, find out just really simple things we can all be excited about. You know?
Yes. Yes.
Like, you know what I like? Falling asleep with my laptop in my lap.
Anyway, it's just a thing. It's just a thing.
It's fine.
Oh,
no.
I love it.
God, there's so much I want to talk about. I have like four. We all have, okay, we're like the most.
I know.
We have enough for a total series.
I know. It's ridiculous. We all took notes.
We could have a whole season, like a 8-part episode on just.
Oh, it's a mini series.
Just, yeah, mini series on dating.
From yes.
And Dave can come along too.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'll hang out.
Some Facebook, I tweeted and Facebooked about this to be like, does anybody have any thoughts? The first thing I got on Facebook was, women are crazy.
Wait, really?
And then I liked, yeah.
What?
Where do you find those ladies? I don't know. I mean, we're all a little crazy, but it was funny the emoting that happened. And then there was like, how do you tell if a girl is interested in you at all? There's so many questions. How can you tell if somebody on a date's actually enjoying your company? But yes. Sorry, that's where I was going.
Let's go with that. Oh, so, okay. I mean, kind of what Melanie was saying, you know, earlier, like the whole body, like, you know, if you're in someone's personal space, that's a good clue. Someone's interested. If someone's, Dave, I'm going to demonstrate. If someone's touching your arm a lot, that kind of thing, that's a huge sign. A lot of eye contact is another sign. A lot of smiling, talking about another date, like, oh, our second date on our third date.
Right.
That's a lot of good stuff. Yeah. So,
you know what I learned not to do on a date? Talk about a different date you're on with someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not so good.
Unless it was like epically terrible.
Yeah.
And then you should share that because everyone needs to learn from that.
Okay. Also, if you're on a date and you just, I've found like, if you're on a date just, I don't know, I've gone on a date just out of a relationship, like a serious one, with someone else who just got out of a serious relationship. Ooh. And then you both end up talking about it.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say it's fine, but okay. I had no...
But then your first experience with them bonding, then you start just viewing them as this person in another relationship that ended horribly.
Not necessarily. No, I wouldn't say that. Because people go through that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, what is that first date... like conversation though, like really, like I think you should be like upbeat, and I don't think that you should get into like negative, and if you have to be critical, do it in a constructive way and move on. Like, I don't think
certainly doesn't have to get,
you
heavy.
Know what I mean, like, oh god, my ex, oh boy, you know, like I don't think it, I think
yeah, that's not a good idea.
The thing is, I think it goes there very easily, though, you know, because you're frustrated with your ex. If you just broke up, you're going to go there. And so you could end up being that person's counselor on the date. And that's why I think you should avoid talking about exes, you know, because then it's like, oh, well, tell me about this. Oh, you know, and it's like, no, you shouldn't be that position. It should be like fresh, you know,
fresh.
But that also, I think there's sometimes when you shouldn't date. I think that you have to be honest. Like, sometimes I think it's not a good idea to date if you just got out of something. If you kind of hate the gender that you're dating, you kind of just hate them. Maybe you should just take some time for yourself, you know, relax a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's like just being true to like where you are. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to date? Have you got all your kind of ducks in a row in terms of, you know, all that kind of stuff? Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
When you're just out of a relationship, your self-esteem tends to be really low. And when you have low self-esteem, you tend to want to crave people's approval a lot more. Mm-hmm. And you'll tend to fall in love really easily.
Maybe with the wrong people.
Right. So it's really good not to be in that state of less empowered about your dating.
Yes. Totally.
Okay, here's one. Somebody emailed me this. How do you deal with the incessant texter if you're really into them?
Okay, on a date?
Yeah, because you know there are people who just can't stop looking at their cell phone?
Oh, I don't know if I can. That might be it. That's a deal
lame.
Breaker. Like, you can't talk to me and I'm right in front of you.
That's just annoying all the time.
Yeah, it's...
You know, like...
But we do it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, listen, I do.
I'm on a date. My shit's on vibrate. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to answer my phone.
What about a muffin date? Muffin date?
That's different. Yeah. That can be different. If it's like a
with
lunch
tacos,
date.
With tacos, you can text.
But if it's a lunch date or something, right? And it's the middle of the day, you know, a lot of us are... in LA or actors, performers and things, and we might need to check our phones. It's just, I think there's a, just check it politely or go to the bathroom or say, oh, I need to take this real quick. But yeah, if you're at the table texting the whole time, that's just ridiculous. Like, why are you even on a date?
Yeah.
That drives me insane. And listen, I have two phones and I am crazy about email. I have a BlackBerry and an iPhone. It's insane. But I still, if I'm on a date, I'll like, you know, tone it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's just rude, man. Right.
Yeah.
It's just rude, man. I don't know why I said that. I'm like in the 70s.
No, it's almost like a nervous twitch. Like, I'll just start looking at my phone and not realize it. I'm just like, what's happening to me? Anything happened? And so I have to apologize sometimes to friends and stuff. And maybe I'm the asshole at the table right now. Like, I'm the person that looks at their phone. But,
think you're an asshole. It's
like, no.
Thanks. We had a moment. We touched. Madison and I touched.
It was great. It was really good.
So we've got about 15 minutes left, and I want to talk about date follow-up, because this is really important. You've gone on an official date / romantic hangout, right? Dude, I don't even know how to talk about date follow-up, because we haven't even talked about, I'm hanging out with this person, but it feels like a date. How do I figure out if it is a date? Do you just say, like, hey, this feels datey. Are we we're kind of on a date right now. Are we on a date?
like, that could be kind of an awkward question.
No?
Well, I mean, I think that it kind of goes back. I'm sorry, I called you Melanie earlier. Madison,
sorry.
It's
Madison.
Madison. I know, as soon as I said it, sorry.
Madison.
But, I mean, I think it goes back to what we were saying before. If you're talking about other people on your date, it's probably not a date. For one or both of you, you know, it might just be casual. I think the whole paying thing, honestly, sets a tone for whether or not it's a date.
Oh,
I wrote
point.
That in my notes.
You know, yeah. I mean, if I'm going halvesies, I'm like, okay, well, we're trying to get to know each other maybe a little bit, but I'm not taking this so seriously. If someone else is taking me out, and not for a $100 meal, but if they're taking me out to a dinner or a lunch or something, I'm probably going to take them a little more seriously because there's a little more planning involved.
But then you've gone through like an hour of talking and eating, and then the check comes, and they're like, oh, let me get this. Like, I have had a really good time with you. And then you go, oh.
No, but I go for the reach, like Dave said.
Sorry.
You go for the reach.
I thought he was going to be like
literally,
no.
That one moment, I'm like coughing. I'm sorry. I just had to be sick over here during the show. Sorry. I'm just going to cut in real fast. I simply because of how dating is in LA, and I think in a lot of sprawling places, I literally, when I ask girls out, I literally say, hey, do you want to go out sometime, like on a date? That's what I say. Because I just don't even want to fuck around anymore.
Totally. It's great. Straightforward.
You're a clear communicator.
I love it. Yes.
You can say no. It's way easier.
That's great.
I think people should do that.
I agree. Fantastic.
And I agree. Sandra, I don't think there's, I don't know. We've like talked a lot about like rules and things you can and can't do, and I'm certainly not rules, but whatever. I'm not an expert, but I think that anything goes as long as you're just like calm and honest about it
and authentic.
You know?
Yeah,
I agree,
yeah,
definitely.
And so you can totally say, "Is this a date?" And like, because maybe you're a spastic kind of person like me. Like, is this a date? Like, I don't know. I've told a girl, I went on a date with a girl that I was crazy about, and I crashed the car in the date.
Oh,
and
my God. Like,
yeah. And then we, like, not bad. But but then we went to a show, and then we went out for drinks, and I was nervous the whole time. And after, like, a beer, I was just, I think I've talked about this before. I was just like, hey, I've been nervous all night. I can't hide it. I really like you. So I literally already want a second date. You can do what you want with that. And she was like... Sure, whatever, man. And then we dated for like
adorable.
6 months. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I think it also if like you get invited for like drinks, or do you want to go to this like you want to get a cup of coffee? Like if it's a alone time,
yeah.
The minute that you say, "Oh, my friends are going to be there," or like let's hang out at this party where people we know, like I think that's maybe. I mean, it's probably not first date. You know
no,
what I mean?
I agree with that. If it's
like
a group,
the alone
it's a little
time
weird.
Is a key indicator for me.
But you still want to have your game face on because you know that they're sussing you out.
Very true.
Like, we're always sussing.
Oh. Lots of sussing.
And things can go in at any moment, can like tip in or out of your favor. So you just gotta, like, you know, be confident and be like, I'm an awesome person to hang around. Because we all have, like, oh, God, I'm so fucking boring. You know, or, like, you need just to be down on yourself, but really just going to be like, oh, people have treated me like I'm awesome. People obviously value my time. Oh, I'm going to go to this party, and this person I like and their friends are going to judge me. But it's fine, because I'm cool, and they're lucky to know me. Like, give yourself a
holy shit, give it up for Sandra, huh? That was incredible.
Because I'm fucking awesome.
I got a
muffin. He got a muffin. I got my own muffin. I'm an independent
muffins
woman.
Muffins and tacos. Delicious.
Oh,
that's great.
No, I was reading about attraction and being attractive. Because it is, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, being physically attractive is helpful in the dating game. But I was also reading about the fact that part of being attractive, if you're attractive as a child and you grow up being like a more pretty person or handsome person or whoever, and people will treat you differently, and you will possibly develop more of a self-confidence about yourself. And so it's not necessarily that you are hotter, but it's that you have that self-confidence that you've developed over your lifetime. So no matter what you look like, the important part is that you value yourself and have a confidence about you. It's not so much about the actual looks in the end, although there is a certain, like, there is, like, people seem to be the happiest and have the longest lasting relationships with people that have an equal level of attraction and intelligence.
There is a
matching of attractiveness that happens. Do without as you may, but it's
so much of attraction is accessibility, you know? If, like, I mean, it's tough to hang out with someone who just is hot as hell and knows it, you know? And you're just like, no, God, I don't compare. You know, like being
or
on the same
just
level
annoying.
Is really important.
Yeah,
well, that's also really annoying.
Yeah, like I take personality over looks any day because looks fade. They could lose some teeth or an arm. You know what I mean? And like if I can have like a proper conversation or if like they like can relate or laugh or whatever, I'd much rather like go on a date with somebody that is not you know, standardly attractive as long as I'm having a good time. And, you know, if the sex is good too, that helps. So learn to fuck if you're not super hot. Like, fuck well and you'll be okay.
Just learn to fuck.
learn to do the sex and you'll be good. So
we got a lot of claps on that one.
It's
I love
true.
It.
Very helpful. So I want to, dating follow up. How soon are we supposed to be?
Next morning.
Next morning, Madison, you're a next morning person. Dating advice girl, Erin Tillman.
Yes.
What do you think?
I personally think there should be some sort of text at least that night of the next day. I do feel like also if you want a second date, it should be asked out. And I know numbers, whatever. Within 3 to 5 days of that date. Because for me, after a week, it's like, okay, well, you've got someone else going on. You're not that interested. So I think 5 days is the max to ask for a second date.
Yeah. The momentum has kind of been lost.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless a lot of like crazy circumstances are happening. You know
but
what I mean?
Everyone has a phone. Everyone has Facebook. You know what I mean? It's like I totally know what you're saying, but
you
I
know,
just
like
feel
they're
like,
fucking busy. Like,
I mean,
or I'm
you
busy.
You could be that's in fine. Europe or wherever, and you can still like text someone or say, hey, whatever. I don't think that's a valid excuse anymore. I really don't. If you're it depends on what you're looking for. If you're really into someone, then I think it should be like, yeah, you shouldn't wait. Why wait?
Yeah. Yeah, I just text the next day. That's usually what I do. I'll just text the next day.
It's good.
Yeah.
You got some skills.
Hey, thanks.
I'm learning that I'm the worst dater at this table right now. I am the worst dater. I don't follow up the next day. I forget that they exist.
That's bad. That's a bad thing.
That might be wise.
But it's also about understanding the type of person you are because I've learned that I'm not like... Like, you know how, like, a soap opera, you bring on the plot from the previous episode, and then you're sort of like a serial, and you just keep going with this. And then sometimes you have episodics, and we're like old-style sitcoms, where it's like, oh, what's the crazy thing that we're going to do this week? So, like, in my brain, I compartmentalize my life, where it's like, the minute like I move away from some situation, I'm like immediately like toward the next thing. So I just like, I'm very much like whatever's in front of me is what's happening. So I just sort of forget. So it's like, I know that about myself. I'm very like, oh, this is a thing I'm doing. And then like the next day I'm like, what did I do yesterday? I don't know. I have no idea what I did yesterday. I went on a date. Did I go on a date yesterday? I totally did. We
you
had
should
sex.
Maybe sit up. Girl, you need to keep a calendar of reminders then so you can keep track of that. That could get complicated real quick.
But the minute it triggers, I'm like, oh yeah, I had a really good time. I should text that person, but it, like a year happened, you know? Like I forget. Anyway, you guys are great for, yeah, okay, so the next day, all right, and 3 to 5 days, are we good?
Yeah, is that like still like a general rule?
That's
like,
my rule.
Really?
It is. Because, I mean, I just feel like there's so many ways to get in touch with people, you know? And I just feel like just sending a little note, it doesn't take much. And it just shows interest. Like, if I'm, say I'm dating a couple people, right? The person who, you know, is in touch with me regularly or quicker, I'm probably going to pay more attention to. Not an annoying amount, you know? But, I mean, if someone, like, doesn't call me for 2 weeks, I'll be like, well, okay, they're probably doing their own thing. They're probably dating somebody else. Whatever. It's fine. I'll just move on. That's just me.
Is there too soon? I mean, I would imagine in some situations there is, but like, would you say
if it were a really rocking badass date, then fucking text me when you get in the car.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if it was clear that we were both vibing, it was like, yeah, this is good. Like, hit me up that night, please.
But
yeah.
What about the fear? And we've all gone on the thing where we had a great time, but then it turns out that they didn't have a great time, and you know, and then it's like, ooh, what happened for them?
On to the next one, right?
Well, yeah, but then you're like, yeah, I got in the car and I texted them, and then they didn't text back, and I'm sad now.
Well, no, that's what.
Well, then you found that out,
right? Exactly. Yeah. You just can't dwell on that stuff, you know. That's why I think that's one reason why people hate dating, because it's like they dwell on that stuff, and it's like, listen, we don't know what that person's dealing with, who they're dating, what maybe they just don't like us, and that's fine. But we shouldn't take it personally, really. I mean, because why would you want to date someone who only is kind of mediocre, has mediocre feelings for you anyway? So they're doing you a favor
in a sense. True.
I mean, it's all about how you think about it, honestly. I feel like, you know, just like in life, you know, in perspective.
Love yourself.
Yeah. You know?
I feel like we just touched on something really great, actually, which is like you should value the date for what it is, a period of time that you spend with someone, that you can have a great time or like an interesting time, and that you shouldn't put too much weight on the future of where that goes, but just enjoy that time for what it is.
Right.
Even if nothing ever happens after that.
Right, because you're getting to know the person, you know? You don't even know. You could end up like being like, first day, I love this person. They could be like a serial killer or something. I mean, probably not, but I'm just saying, right?
Yeah. I hope I have a better radar for that. I hope I'm aware that they're a crazy sociopathic killer before that.
But. Sociopaths are good, unfortunately. Whatever, let's not go down that road.
I know, right? Yikes.
Man, I wish that we could talk more about how to calm yourself down and not say awful things to yourself in your own brain during a date. We touched on it a little bit. I think everybody does it, though, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Negative self-talk.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I'm terrible. God damn it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's totally true.
Getting yourself out of your own mind, asking questions, I think Madison and I talked about that.
When in doubt, if you're like freaking the fuck out and like, oh my God, I don't know, just put all your focus on them. And so like, talk to me about like this thing. Like, tell me about this. Love your jacket. Where'd you get that jacket? Oh, I've never been there. Da 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 da. Like, you know, like.
Excited just, about life.
Just shoot all the questions to them and it'll spark the conversation where it'll turn back to you at some point.
Well, also, I think, you know, focus on something you're good at. I think everyone's good at something. You know, and everyone, whether it's your job you're good at. What, Sandra? Sandra started laughing.
Sex.
Hey, go with it. Go with it. Yes. Yes, applause.
That's
go with it,
topic,
right?
That's a weird topic in a date. It's weird doing that.
Yeah. Mine's weird. I'm a dating expert. That's weird enough, so I can only imagine. But I mean, really? You know, if you talk about that, should give you some level of confidence. If you're good at something, talk about that, focus on that, think about that, and be like, yeah, man, I know I rock this. Like, that'll, you know, I'm awesome. Yeah, I know. It was good, right?
All right. There's like a million. I'm overwhelmed because like I started this podcast going like, oh, nerdy about sex. Let's talk about sex. And then clearly there's a lot about dating. And then there's like, and then like, I'd love to talk to you at some point, Aaron, about speed dating.
Yes.
Which is a whole thing. I want to go speed
Glad
dating.
Glad you said dating it's at the so end of that. I honestly thought you said, I want to talk to you about speed.
I'm also a dealer, everybody.
I mean, like, I feel like, Madison, you have so many stories. Like, I want to get into at some point. Yeah. So, like, there's so much. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to be out. Indoor Kids is going to be coming in a minute to be rocking their podcast, which is going to be great if you're a gamer. Stick around. But we'll be out in the store hanging out. But thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Madison and Aaron. Oh, wait. Don't clap yet. Twitter. Tell me where people can find you, because you need to plug things, because the internet is important. No, don't hold your applause. Hold it. Like sexual tension, hold it.
Oh. Just, you know, at Madison Shepherd, Shepard. And also, if you're looking to watch some really bomb free classical theater in downtown Los Angeles this summer, come see me in The Tempest and in Three Sisters.
Ooh. Bam. Oh, that's cool.
Plugged my company.
Damn.
Done.
Yes.
Oh,
Aaron?
Sorry.
Yes, so you can find me at thedatingadvicegirl.com. I'm also on Twitter at datingadvicegrl, no I in the word girl. And I do run speed dating events. Go to my website to see what singles events are going on in LA and, yeah, and all the other fun stuff I do.
Awesome. All right, well, have a good night. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.